where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to the show, live on Tuesday night. Music's pumping. We're here. We're ready to party. Welcome, everybody. People filing in. It's like a nightclub. It's like the Rock.
We're not turning anyone away, though. We're letting everyone in.
No,
so
we're
not
turning.
Not like a nightclub.
It is very hard to get in.
Oh, into. Man. Yeah, Jacob, I would Jacob love to be the doorman at this nightclub.
Nope. I think Joel, you
yeah, Jacob could be a bouncer. That's fine.
Yeah.
Jacob could be a bouncer, but
be a very
be the
small
guy
guest
with
list.
Names on the list saying,
right.
Yeah, I'd still be like, no, you can't come in. Yeah.
Ryan's the one that lets people in.
You're not
like
on the
good
list.
Cop. And then Jacob's the one that's like, no.
Yeah.
Wrong.
They get past Ryan, absolutely. But then they also have to go.
Yeah, Ryan's like, come on, ladies.
Welcome to the
show,
everybody.
Well, that's mine and Ryan's thing. That, is he lets everybody in, but then I turn happen. Away 90% of them.
Yeah, sugar and whatever the opposite of that is, being mean.
So sugar
fun
and
fact,
being mean.
I hosted a fan expo after party where I was the doorman with the list, and I kept telling people, "Nope, get to the back of the line. Nope." Back of the line. Oh, sorry. You're not on this list. There's no blue check mark by your name. Back of the line. And it was the most fun I've ever had. Oh, Andy Serkis is here? Prove to me that you're Andy Serkis. Okay, you can come in.
Do a monster. Be Gollum.
That's funny.
Yeah, be a monkey.
That's what's happening with our guest tonight. Either he could be back there all show.
All day. We might keep him back there.
Well, the outside of the club is like the inside of the club.
I like the idea of being like, Andy Serkis, prove that you're you by putting out all those motion capture balls.
Do
now.
Do King Kong.
Do
go.
Kong.
Judge my Kong.
Yep.
Hey, let's go ahead and
put
bring
this
in our
ping
guest.
Pong ball at the end of your ass and let's see.
Show me the shape of water.
Yeah, actually, guess. Ryan would probably say that to every guest. I don't even know what that means. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Toy Anxiety. Thank you for being here. People already coming in early, filing in, ready for the party. We're going to have some fun tonight. Let's go ahead and bring on our guest, and then we're going to say hi to the chat, introduce everybody. I did his show this week. Now he's doing ours. This is a real quid pro. What's it called? Quid pro crow? What is the phrase? Scratch your back, you scratch mine. He'll know. He's into politics. Jay Gladfeller's here. Geek Dad Jay, what's the phrase I'm trying to find out?
Quid pro quo.
That's what it is. I said GoPro.
Pro.
I said GoPro.
GoPro crow. We're sorry.
Quid pro quo.
There it is.
Go
well,
Skid Row. Love Skid Row.
Quid squid.
Yeah. Squid no ghost.
Hi Jay, how are you, man?
Squid doing pro, well. Pro. It's been forever since yeah. I've seen you.
Yeah.
And well, Dole came on the show too on Sunday.
I feel like it's been a while since you've been on just a regular Toy Anxiety proper.
Yeah, it has been a minute. Yeah.
So welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and introduce all of my co-hosts, and then we are going to say hi to Jay in a more formal manner. And manner. Guys, I haven't even.
Jesus Christ. Is this what kind of night we're in for?
I haven't even opened my Nitro
Let's
yet.
Let's restart, Craig.
Which I might not because I had one of these last week.
Oh, is that our new sponsor?
Nitro Cold Brew? I hope so.
I mean, wish.
Like, yeah.
Because be awesome. I'd actually drink that one.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Ryan Doe all the way from Vancouver, British
Ryan
Columbia.
Doe.
Should I step
Ryan
in?
Doe. Ryan Doe, what's up?
Ryan Doe. Yep.
Skate
yes,
quo
I'm
goal.
Not, God, I am not feeling that well. I'm okay. I'm having allergies. I'm doing better than last
Quid
week.
Quid pro dole?
You're having allergies at Christmas? What's happening? Okay. Anyway.
Ryan, how
Hi,
are you?
Hi. I'm Ryan from Vancouver. Hello. Yeah, no, things are good. Hey, everyone. Hope everyone's doing great.
Good.
Cool.
Absolutely. Jacob Walsh, how are you?
Hey, I'm also doing very good, hanging out, excited to do the show, and that's it.
Oh, okay. This is a, are we like,
we're being chill.
We're keeping calm.
Jay, what are you drinking?
Yeah, Jay, what do you got over there?
Bullet bourbon.
Nice.
Bourbon.
Oh,
Tuesday night bourbon. I see how.
Tuesday night bourbon. Work's been really crappy, so I'm so thankful to be here with you all.
Heard that, yeah.
Oh, I'm drinking Powerade.
There you go.
Ooh, nice.
Oh,
Jay's Tuesday night bourbon started at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
No, I do have a policy of no drinking until the kids are asleep, and I usually just do one drink. I'm not. Whatever, but just take the edge off. How do you take the edge off to today?
But Dad, it's 4 p.m. Why are we going to bed?
It's Christmas time.
Yeah. Dad keeps putting us to bed at 1 p.m. Can't drink till you choose to sleep. Abigail, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm drinking green tea tonight and enjoying it. Life's been good. I can't complain. Jay, I'm sorry I missed your show the other night.
Fine. I'm not heartbroken about it or anything. Yeah. I didn't cry myself to sleep.
Wow. Okay.
He's more mad about the joke than you know.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought the joke was hilarious.
Oh, really? Thank you. I appreciate that. Sorry that it was at your expense.
Oh, that's fine. I don't mind.
I mean, it was at the expense of Migo more than anything.
That's true. Yeah. And I did want to be on your show. I was just also exhausted from work. And so I appreciate you.
Yeah, no worries at all. Totally understand.
Cool.
And support you.
Cool. Well, Jay, you're here. We're going to have some fun tonight. We got some news to cover. We'll do some pickups. Let's say hi to the chat, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of people here. All right. James R. Cool. Pedix is here. Yeah. Soulcraft. Allison Troy. Jessica Parker. Derek Hoover. Brick Something. Thanos Copter. Jason Kreiser. McFly Toys. Doralax and Soulcraft. PD Dubs. Mr. Matt Bush. Thanos Copter, Davey Sockrocker, Johnny Cock, Brock Parker on the air. Who else do we got here? Quips here. Stanley Eberhardt is here. You guys are doing a lot of messaging, so I'm seeing a lot of. Well, I wish there was a feature on. You know, hey StreamYard, if you're watching, a cool feature would be like a list of everybody who's here.
Right, so you wouldn't hit the double. So you just go up a list.
That's my idea.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
All right, Dana from StreamYard.
Yeah, Dana, Logan, I love Dana.
Logan is here. AJ Quick, Cosmo in the house, and so on and so on. Bot Boy versus. I always want to know who he's fighting. Somebody. Boogeyman is here. KJ Smith, Brianna Lawrence, and my mom. Thank you.
Hey, at least she knows.
At least she knows. Alicia Knows is here. Knows. And Dustin McFinkelstein says StreamYard is always watching.
Oh, it's true.
Big Brother is here.
That's why they save our shows.
So, anyways, guys, we got some major pickups this week. I don't want to bury the lead too far, but we'll. You know, we teased it out on the thumbnail, a major mail day that we haven't revealed whose major mail day it is. It could be any one of us. Could even be Jay. You just never know. But lots going on in the world. It's still fairly slow for toy news, but we do have some stuff going on. And we're excited that you guys are here. Okay. Who has pickups this week? I know I have some.
Dole has some.
Jacob, you got some stuff this week?
Well, no, I out of respect for Ryan Dole, I don't have any pickups. And honestly, how dare you have pickups this week?
Oh, damn.
I took Cyber Monday.
I'm taking Ryan's collecting very seriously. I know it's a big day for him. He lives in Canada already, and he's got a good pickup, and it's his. It's his turn tonight.
Well, it's Ryan's night. Yeah.
Abby, and also FedEx lost my package.
There it is. That's
the
why.
Most important thing right there. Let's get that straight.
Well, why don't I do that? I do have a couple pickups.
They lost your package on your birthday?
That's
ridiculous. I was actually on the phone with FedEx today. So
God. Also.
You're like, it's my birthday. They're like, sir, according to your ID, it's not your birthday. And you're like, wow.
Wow.
Must not be a listener.
How dare you?
you want to get political about it. Okay, so we got a package in the mail from Matt Bush.
I have a Matt Bush package too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, look at us.
Look at us go.
We're all bushed.
Bush party.
Bush.
Full Bush.
Yeah, so
tonight's a full Bush episode.
Now I will say this: if you're not familiar, if you're maybe you're too
with Bush,
if you're not,
give him a Bush rundown real quick.
Matt Bush is one of our listeners, one of our supporters. He sends us these incredible packages, gifts, mail days, and he does it out of the kindness of his own heart. He wants nothing in return that we know of.
Nothing yet. Nothing so far.
He's gonna collect.
Yeah, one day we're gonna do like some fan film of all of us for him or something.
Little does he know that, like in my will, he gets my skull.
He gets my. That's exactly where I was going with this. Yeah. He can collect all of us. Post.
I was thinking maybe this was kind of a Devil Went Down to Georgia situation. At some point, we're going to realize we owe him our souls.
Our souls are already gone.
He's going to show up at our front door one day and just give me a list of people he wants dead. Like, okay. I guess I have to.
It's the latest Fincher, David Fincher film.
We're all going to be robbing a casino in Vegas, the five of us.
Yeah. I'm going to look at the list like, man, there's some really tall people on this list. Are you sure? but he sent us a little package, and there was some stuff for everybody. And I know, Jake, you haven't got yours yet, but
what's in there for me?
Abby, I think there were some calico critters that are somewhere behind you.
Yes.
Hey, let's just face it. Hold on. I want to make Abby big real quick. Everybody here, duck down real quick. You guys see all the minted package at Calico Critters? That is mostly Matt Bush is doing. Like, he is fully supported. This collection.
He's like, can we call Calico? What is it? Calico Corner? Can we call it Bushtown?
We should.
Yeah.
Bushtown.
We're working on getting a new banner.
Bushtown.
Bushtown. Eventually, it'll be Bush City once there's enough residents.
So, it's kind of like a up and coming municipality. This, Jake, you got these as well. So I'll just show them off. You haven't seen these yet.
This is exciting.
These are vintage Ghostbusters items. So the first thing is a mint in package. Yeah. Ghostbusters 2 air freshener.
Yes.
Which,
breathe it in.
Let's see.
Let me sniff.
Oh, yeah. That smells like 25,000 gallons of pink slime.
Can I just say, like, they must have been a bajillion of these, because I could still find these at, like, gas stations in the mid-90s, late 90s, and I would still buy them.
I love this.
Was it the same? It was in San Diego, anyway. Was it the same in, the East Coast?
Yeah. I don't remember ever seeing that one.
No, I would run in like, yeah, they still have them, and I would buy them.
And next up, we have lunch bags. Ghostbusters lunch bags.
Oh, that's nice.
Love that.
So on one side, you've got the real Ghostbusters logo, the traditional Moogly No Ghost logo, and the High C logo. And on the back flip side,
give me that Slimer.
Yeah. You got Slimer.
Ooh, love it.
Dude.
Love it.
Y'all, these are nice bags. I love these.
Those are nice paper bags.
I'm going to start taking my lunch to work, and I'm going to, I'm only want to use one bag. I'm just going to keep using it every day. It's going to get real soggy.
just scan it and then get like one of those canvas bags, turn it into a canvas
bag. Yeah, laminated or something.
Wait a minute. That's a good idea. We should sell those.
Do that. Oh.
Patreon tier.
Patreon tier.
Get ready to make some money.
Now, Ryan, here's the deal. I've got some more stuff to show off, and then I'll turn it over to Jay and then you. Does that sound okay?
Sure. Yeah. Go do whatever you feel is best.
Well, okay. Well, here's the deal. I took advantage. I really haven't bought that many toys lately, but I there was some really good Cyber Monday, Black Friday type sales. And these are figures. We maybe have shown some of these off on the show before, but these are my first time getting them, so I will rapid fire them. Here we go. First, starting with Superpowers McFarlane, we have Batman.
Nice.
Now Cyber Monday was in fact yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
This is all stuff you bought yesterday.
I got a big box from Amazon today.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
All right.
Two of the items were from GameStop, which had a buy two get one free on all toys. So. That's three superpowers for the price of $20. So we got this new Batman, which is a Wave 5. Superman, no trunks. As I called Ryan over the weekend, I was like, hey, what's to do with this new Superman? He's like, no trunks. I was like, excellent. So we got Superman. We got the repaint of our guy, Nightwing. These are really cool figures.
Those are good colors. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I almost didn't buy this one, but it was literally $6, so why not? It's the Tim Drake Robin with the black cape. Is that the only difference of this one, Ryan? Jay?
Isn't it kind of shiny, like a little bit of shiny gold, too? Was that the Dole? Did it have some more shininess than the other one?
Hang on. I don't know if... I think my connection's a little off, or...
Okay.
Yeah, you are a little delayed, Dole.
Go out and come back in.
Yeah, go delayed. Ahead and reset it.
Leave and come back.
Yeah, something's...
That's okay.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Well, we're going to need him back.
Then
I got... This is a really cool one. This is one of the ones I got at GameStop. It's the Michael Keaton style superpowers figure, which it looks a lot like a Kenner Batman figure. Jake, I feel like even you might pick this one up.
Yeah, maybe if I see it.
Yeah. Do you have this one yet, Jay?
Yes, I do. It's look, it's right over there on the floor.
They did a good job with it. They did a really good job with this.
Yeah, it's cool. It's because if you have the Toy Biz Batman, if you have the cards on the back of the card, it wasn't the Toy Biz Batman. It was just a Superpowers Batman painted black in those colors, and that's kind of what that is. It's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dorlaxon, I'll tell you what. I haven't seen any of the new super. I couldn't believe I found some of these at GameStop out of all places. So. Okay.
Here we go. Next up, also from Amazon.
I got the Whirly Bat.
Oh, nice.
Which is really cool. Ryan, you're back. I got a Whirly Bat.
Dude, it's awesome. It works. Like, I think I said this on Geek Dad Life. It works how I wish the Ecto 2 copter worked.
Right. It's got some good spinning. So Ryan, sorry you're having some technical difficulties. We'll fight through it. I also got some McFarlane Batman 66.
It has to be tonight of all nights, but
of all nights. It's like the universe is trying to keep you from this reveal.
Did you restart your router? Did you unplug it, plug it back in?
I didn't. Maybe I'll do that. Man, hang on.
You tried using your wife's computer?
He's on a little delay. That's fine. We'll
respect the delay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to start using my wife's computer.
Respect the delay.
I'm
dole.
Glad you heard that.
The delay.
Yeah, the delay.
Okay. Three of these bad boys. I've not seen these in stores yet, but they were on sale for $14-15 each. Oh, he's gone again. Uh-oh. We're having some issues. We've got... These are crazy looking. This robot Batman.
Yes, Batman I want that one so bad. That's a good pickup.
Now, these are mainly from the comics. Like, did not appear on the show at all.
That's cool looking, though.
All right. Then we got this Lord
Deathman. You got that one, too?
Lord Deathman.
That's cool.
Which is his actual name, Lord Deathman.
I love that.
And then we got this crazy Joker with this alternate weirdo costume.
Yeah, that's silly.
And guys, these deals are so good that... I got everything in here for just over $100.
Dang.
That's a lot of figures.
Yeah.
It is a lot of figures. And for a time period where people are paying $40, $50, $60 for an action figure, it feels good to pay $7.
For sure.
Those are my pickups. Actually, I have one more thing to show, but Jay, I'll go to you for a second.
I'll try and cover as much time as possible for
$100. Yeah.
Again, big thanks to Matt Bush for sending these. I don't think I've shared these on After Dark, so I'm pretty sure it's the first time.
Nice, big reveal.
Big reveal, not behind a paywall. I think he picked up some good Cyber Monday deals, too, and sent them my way. So we've got some Ross G.I. Joe Classifieds.
Oh, nice.
And I needed the twins. I needed the twins, so.
Perfect.
Congratulations.
Oh, sorry, language. There we go.
Did you say language?
We encourage the language.
I did. That's right.
I was worried that said fuck yet.
Okay. Tomax and Zaymot. Boom, I needed them. And then some Super 7 figs, because those are pretty cheap to get right now.
Yeah.
I didn't have Link So yet.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's very a good cool. one to add to my Thundercats, since I got that Cat Slayer. Don't know why I bought it, but it's going to be a great video.
Yeah.
It's going to be 20 hours of your life making that video. They go, what the hell am I going to do with this thing?
I swear, if that video gets like 3,000 views or whatever, I'm going to be
dude, it's dead in the water.
Why?
Is there anything worse than putting up a new video? They're like, oh, I got 92 views.
Yeah, it's like 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then YouTube like will be like, oh, it seems like your audience doesn't really like this one that much. I'm like, oh!
Thanks for the update.
Yeah. I get it, YouTube. Yeah. They hate it. And then this Mauser five pack. I think you sent two of the Mauser five packs.
Two Mauser. Matt Bush sent you 10 Mausers. That's great.
10 Mausers.
That's awesome.
Cool.
So that'd be pretty sick. So anyways, thank you, Matt Bush. Thanks to the Bush.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I think Ryan's back. Is he back? Oops. Sorry.
You're back? Craig. Yep. I'm trying. Right, cool. Yeah, I did what Jay said. I went and restarted a router.
Cool. You're looking good.
Looking good. Mm-hmm. You look really good too tonight. Oh, I don't know if anyone's told you that.
So listen,
I really
guys,
hate that the logo is covering your face, Jacob, because you're really you look really good.
Oh, dude, it's a shame. My last thing, this is not a pickup, but I'm calling this a re-pickup. Because I found a bag of toys in my closet.
You can call everything that.
Listen. Listen. No. But I didn't rebuy these. These are toys I had in my house that I don't know why. At some point, I took them off the shelf, put them in a bag, and put them in the closet. But I was excited to find them. It's the glow-in-the-dark Diamond Select Real
Gun. Oh, well, they're scary at night. That's why. You're trying to sleep.
You're thanking yourself.
And you were scared.
Thank myself for finding these.
I saw mine in the box. I got it at Comic-Con. It's still sitting in the box in my closet.
Yeah, I think I sold mine.
They're horrible, but I'm going to put them up somewhere. I don't know. Actually, the... Winston's missing his wand.
Oh, no.
It's on the floor. So, anyways.
I blame the cats.
So do I. Mm-hmm. Nice. You got to admit, that was cool.
That was good.
All right, Ryan Dole. Good. He's okay. Back. Let me get rid of this logo real quick.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got going on?
Give Jacob his face back. Thank you.
Finally, right? The man's got an identity. So, yes, this is the massive Matt Bush pickup or delivery of the century. I'll start with this one. Something that I was going to grab anyways, and I'm surprised how good it looks in person. This is the first appearance Action Comics number one McFarlane Platinum Edition Superman.
I think it's like Mick Foley.
Did they misprint on his logo? Why does his logo look like that?
Because how it looked when he first appeared.
Oh, no.
Can I just say I almost bought this.
It looks a little small, if you ask me, compared to that picture.
And I didn't like that he didn't have the red booties. It's just blue booties. I want red booties.
Blue
booties. The face is really good, though.
No, I like the face. It was good face.
Yeah, that's good face.
That's good face.
It's good face, right? So that's one of them. The next was a nice little surprise, because if anyone watches Gotham City Tonight, I did a whole episode on fast food tie-ins.
Yeah.
How important they are. And how I wish that we still got toys like this today, just even in Walmart, but we don't. Because now these days, these would be $20 a pop. He sent me the entire set of the Batman animated series.
Those are great figures.
In the package is Andrew Gady's Toys. Is he in the chat?
I don't think I've seen him.
If he's not in the chat, maybe I'll see him in the chat tomorrow, but I'll reach out to him because I got two Batmans and I just sealed up his statue to get it sent out this weekend. And now I'm like, oh, you know what? I got two Batmans. I think I'm going to send him one. Uh-huh. Throw one in there.
Look at
for
this.
Him.
This is like such a nice community. Mm-hmm. We're such good people.
It's Christmas magic.
So yeah, like everybody. And now it just makes me really, really want to get the Spider-Man ones. Because the Spider-Man ones were awesome as well. So got all of them. So thank you, Matt Bush, for those. But those weren't the only fast food tie-ins. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got the entire collection of the Burger King Superpowers Cups.
Super Cups.
Oh, wow.
Those are awesome.
That rules.
Wow. These are the best. So Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, and Darkseid.
I want to get the Darkseid being like,
I don't want to be a cup.
I don't want to be a cup. And they came, you could take them off and play with them.
I definitely had that Batman.
Nice.
As a kid.
Yes, these are so cool, and these are in such nice condition.
Those are good shape because I have all of them, but I'm missing the cups and my Batman's beat to shit. That's nice. That is nice.
These are nice. So I'm super excited to display these. These are absolutely beautiful. Second last thing, very important. It's nice to see that Matt Bush understands who appreciates certain lines of toys and the people that deserve them, that being myself or Jacob Walsh. I got an on-card Dino from Stone Kids. Right? As you can see, he's scientifically accurate, no feathers. Right? Mm-hmm. He's the perfect.
Would you call the little tuft of hair in his head feathers, though?
Hey,
Jay, what if it's been feathered?
Jay, you shut the fuck up. But these are great. The packages is a little dinged up and stuff. You probably
that's an opener right there.
Yeah. But I don't want to because, like, this is a really cool package. So I love this. I love this so much. These toys are great. We need more Flintstone toys.
In general, we do.
I think.
I bought the whole collection of Flintstone Kids. It's a great toy line.
And the next one's the big one. This one came with a handwritten letter, which I will read.
We're gonna read the letter first. Now, do you want to show this first?
I'm gonna show it first because
so this is the big reveal
in the letter. So this is. I'm already getting like nervous.
I'm nervous too. All right.
This is like. This is the most insane thing.
Better do it while your connection's good.
This is the most insane thing I've ever received in my life from anyone outside of my own parents.
And the only thing that your parents got you that was better is a thing called life.
Life. Yeah, they gave me life.
Yeah, they gave you some life. Yeah.
In fact, there's rumors that Ryan's dad originally intended to produce one of these, but he made Orion instead. But
that's true.
All right, so do we do it?
Yeah, let's do it. Jay, get off your phone.
I'm here. I'm looking.
Look at me.
Oh, he sent it to you. Holy shit!
I got an on-card superpowers cyborg.
Now, hold on, Jay.
That's
not the one he bought when I was with him. That's another one.
No, wait. We'll get to the letter in a second. This is absolutely
what.
Dude, trust me. I don't even know what to even say. Like, I
holy
messaged him.
Shit,
dude. I was DMing him, and he's all like, "Yeah, man, whatever." He's like Orange Cassidy of like toy giving. Like, yeah all right. He's very chill
when you like give him a few praise and things like it's cool.
Yeah, and I was like thanking him and like, oh my god, dude, like holy shit, like what the fuck? And he's just like, I almost felt like I was annoying him.
Whip says it's official. Matt Bush is a time traveling Ryan's dad, still gifting Dole items from the past.
Yeah.
What was that movie, Frequency or whatever?
Yeah.
And what's a really nice touch, and he probably doesn't even realize it, there's a Sears price tag on there. Yeah. Sears being, I worked in that toy department at Sears as like my first job. So again, there's this like little bit of like, oh man, dude.
And I want to say this, it's in a nice acrylic case for our audio listeners. It's a beautiful piece. Jacob, we were at Retro Toy Con last week.
Uh-huh.
There was a dealer who had an on-card cyborg.
Yeah.
He wanted $1,000 cash money, American dollars. So this is a real, and it's unpunched.
It is unpunched, but it is lifting on the top, as it states on the sticker.
Open it.
No. I'm going to wait for you, Jay, to pass away, and then I'm going to have one that's loose.
You'll have the whole collection.
Then I'll have the whole collection.
Holy shit. Dole, I am so happy for you. That's incredible, man.
Cool. Yeah, man.
We got paper bags.
Yeah.
Let's put it up. No. Matt has sent me really great stuff.
The thing about that to me is like, I know how important that toy is to you. Yeah. I'm glad you got it. I know that that's kind of a rare toy. I know, like Craig just said, we saw one. It was $1,000. I know it's a big deal. But the thing that's really awesome to me about toys in general, and and this show and all of us having different tastes, as I look at that toy, I don't give a fuck about it. You know what I mean? I can understand what it is and why it means it, but I'm just like, why? What? Okay.
Cool. Oh, Alice,
it's just
and I like
so
that.
Beautiful.
And I
it
like
has.
It. Yeah. Allison says, if Matt Bush is single and available, you should try to marry him, Dole. That's better than any engagement ring I ever got. So,
yeah, dude,
that's...
I'll trade you healthcare for a cyborg.
Maybe that's a favor.
Attach that figure to a ring in the just like.
Yes.
Just like that.
In the case.
It, yeah. Yes, yes.
If you want it, put a cyborg on it. That's what I always say.
You do have a pickup that I wanted to show off. It's under the tree, though, because it came in from... Well, not... It's the thing Jason...
Hey, can I read this letter?
Yeah,
they got to read the letter.
Yeah,
read the letter.
First off, I want to say I'm slightly offended that he put on the envelope, feel free to read, Craig, as if...
I read the shit out of it.
Like, why?
Abby and I poured over it.
That's like... Oh, God. It was so annoying to read that. I was like, why should Craig get to read this?
That's private.
I proved
yeah, the word yeah, it's private. But anyways, yes. So nice handwritten letter, which is like so nice. And it says, Ryan, so I've seen a superpower cyborg in the wild. I've never seen a superpower cyborg.
Wait, hold on. Before you read it, this will help.
Holy fuck, Craig. Bad music on? In the wild, and 9 days after finding one at PowerCon, my local toy store has one priced well below market rate. Don't worry, this one was in the three-figure range, not four, okay. And I had to trade in credit with them. Which he, again, dude, come on. I could send you 8 to 10 smaller gifts, putting you in space danger, and send you this item I know you'll appreciate, which I very much do. This makes you about even with Craig if you add up the vintage Star Wars I've sent him, so no more teasing Craig.
Oh, I love
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
That I can't
with
guarantee.
A message.
Yeah.
Ryan's like, I'll send it back.
I'd rather tease Craig.
If it makes you feel uncomfortable, you could show the item as a pickup, which I would not do because that's like posting Ecto Glows and you don't own them. But I don't have to. But you don't have to acknowledge it came from me, and I will absolutely do that because this was I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful. I don't know what we've done to deserve this. Myself, Jay, Craig, Jacob, Abby, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But don't think this does not go unappreciated or expected. Because it is a surprise every time you send something. There's more coming.
Yeah. I've got two more people. Anybody who sends stuff, I'm happy to send it.
Is
to
that
Ryan.
A, wait? Is that a threat? Craig's like, well, there's more coming. Are you threatening
coming.
Matt Bush?
Threatening
more.
Matt Bush.
But still, like, I'm getting choked up just reading it too, because it's just like this is not why we do this, and it's very. Like this is.
I'll to give so a little much. Behind the scenes before I get to Abby's pickups. Ryan, when we started Toy Anxiety, we had very minimal expectations for this, and I was talking about how Jeremy from Mythic Legions is going to come on in 2 weeks, and we're gonna talk all about Mythic Legions and how to get started, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be so much fun. And Ryan goes, "I'm getting cyborg superpowers, and we're talking to toy designers and." All I ever wanted to do was get a Marvel Legends reveal, and I still haven't got that.
Still chasing it.
Well, it's just kind of like it's one. I legit had one kind of like, it wasn't even a goal. It was just like, how cool would that be? With still no expectations of doing it. Because when people do reveals, it's like NFL players and WWE superstars. Like, none of us are on that level, except for maybe
me.
No, like Dan Larson's like the closest.
He's a WWE superstar.
Dan's a. Both Dans are WWE superstars, as far as I'm concerned. But no, like we never did start this to like anything really. We just wanted to have fun and shoot shit about toys and
do it because it's fun.
That's what we do. So
cool. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Everything else is just a super bonus. And I just wanted to say thanks again, Matt Bush, because you have turned around a lot of my days by sending me really cool stuff that I wasn't expecting. And yeah it's
hey,
great.
Maybe at the Jefferies this year, we'll start the first ever Toy Anxiety Viewer Hall, Viewer Hall of Fame.
Let's build a Matt Bush statue.
Oh, are we going to buy your way into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. A statue to the Bush.
Yeah,
no, just call it the, we call it the Matt Bush Legacy Award. Yeah.
I think I'm the only one here that's met him in real life. He's also a really sweet human in real life. Just a
God
really
damn
cool...
it. I'd feel yeah, so much know better if he was like an statue. Asshole, like, kicking kids or something.
No, he's just really kind, really sweet, just a good soul. Anyway, yeah, Matt man. Bush.
That's amazing. That.
Again, cool. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Matt Bush.
It's a rare find.
Mm-hmm. All right, Abigail, you've got two things.
Yeah, I sure I do.
Both gifts. One, gift two, anxiety.
Yeah, these two.
So yeah, well, the first one was showed up at our door from Jason Grahowski based on the conversation we had last week.
Here he is, folks. Hugh
I'm pretty
Jackman.
Sure that's for me, and you forgot to put my name on it.
Yeah,
ask Logan.
That's from last week where me and Ryan yeah. talked about X-Men for an hour.
Yep. Oh. And Abby shows it
and
up.
And I'm the one that received it, so thank you very much, Jason Grosky.
So Abby's got her own like Dolvery because he's wearing a Canadian tuxedo.
Yes, Canadian
that
tuxedo.
That is the craziest looking rules. Figure I've ever seen.
I'm jealous.
It's very good condition, too.
Yeah, no, it's
because well, they're all dude. Still sitting. It never left
KB
the
toys.
Shelves.
Yeah, extraordinarily.
Yes, we had to break into an abandoned mall to find that thing.
Oh, like in Hawkeye. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that rules.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
God,
you, Jason.
I forgot about that.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
And then the next is a late birthday present that I received from Hal Clay. This is Aunt
Not a
Meg's.
Toy.
Not a toy. Famous gravy from Twister, Waukeeta, Oklahoma.
Nice.
Love that.
That rules. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Food. Hey, I'm curious. How is it that there's so many things that should be going to Jacob and I that ends up at your place, Craig?
That t-shirt is definitely
Listen,
mine.
I want to say something. Jake was at our house. Every time Jake shows up at our house, I literally have a giant box of stuff for him.
Yeah.
He took home 45 toys last week. Some of the stuff he took one of our cats, took a lot of stuff.
I literally have a box right here of just junk.
You know what? Jake's never even visited me yet. He has stolen my heart.
He has.
Ryan, here's another reason to make fun of Craig. Or not really, because this is a good thing. He gave me his blob figure because he's never going to open it.
Oh,
but
well,
I needed
that
this.
Anyways.
I needed this. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
It should go to a real fan anyway.
Here's You're another right. reason to make fun of Craig. He gifted me this toy.
He gave me some. What a loser.
Oh, you guys are so mean to Craig.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I just say the lighting is making his eyes look really nice tonight. Craig's eyes are just popping.
Dude.
Wow.
Oh,
look,
fuck.
That's really scary.
What?
Having is PTSD. That... Oh, Eighth sorry. Grade. My class, I got voted third place for best eyes. I only got one.
Third
vote.
Place? Third Your place? First place out of this group.
Thank Why do they have
yeah,
best
first place
eyes.
Out of
That's
us?
Weird.
The rest of us all have like red eyes because we're like tired, and one of us, one of them has kids, the other one has cats, the other one's a vegan.
Yeah, I can't even keep mine open. I just kind of have.
Has kids, has cats, and is a vegan.
So wait a minute. So first I get roasted for gifting Jacob a toy, and now I've got beautiful eyes, and that's a problem.
How do you want it, Craig? How do you want
Don't
it?
Fuel him.
Hey. Do you want to tell you you're funny?
You're
next?
Punished. Yeah.
I am funny. Somebody messaged me and was like, I really liked your weekend update style jokes. Those are hard to write. I'm like, straight for coming hard to write.
We have really sweet listeners.
Those were good. We just weren't expecting them. That's all.
I know. That's all. Okay. So great pickups. Great stuff, everybody. Let's get that Toy Anxiety logo back. All right. So we got some news this evening. One thing. I did need to do this as well. Let me... While we're talking little Matty Bush, I did update my thing. What is this chart? The Star Wars vintage chart to complete the line before Celebration in 2025. I couldn't remember if I had updated this.
He's got a long way to go still.
Yeah, but he's over half, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's got all the hard shit left. The pop-up saber R2's hard, the stormtrooper,
Craig.
The yak.
Craig's like, speaking of Matt Bush, let me show you six toys I need.
Listen, hold on. Jay, I'm calling you out right now. How many figures are in the vintage Star Wars line? 82?
I think if you count like the blue snag and stuff, I think it's like 99.
Okay, so 99. I've got 6 left. And Jay goes, well, you got a ways to go.
I got, I'm saying,
I got 82 figures.
Joy is in the journey, Craig.
Exactly. That's so I've been saving Yak Face. That's the last one I need is Yak Face. And
saving
I've just
Yak Face.
Oh my God. Can we do a race?
But I don't want a race. I just want it to be. Yeah. I want it to be special. When it happens,
no, I
want it to be special.
I want a race to Yak Face.
You never
race to Yak Face is. I like it.
Whoever gets Yak Face first,
dude, that sounds like a fucking Disney World theme park ride. They would do
the race.
It's like
to Yak Face.
A race to Yak Face. It's a lot like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah.
Well, can I just say, we're both planning on doing the Tokyo celebration, right? Like, I think we're
both
like
of
your
us.
Group
you mean
and...
all the whole quintuplets? What is it? Sinktuplets?
Everybody, yeah.
Well, yeah, all five.
Colleen and I are definitely going. Like, what if, Craig, if you can get to Yak Face being the last one you need,
yeah,
and then we like attach GoPros to each other and we hit celebration and we try to see who can get a Yak Face first?
Could you imagine
the live stream it?
I don't know. It would be like a race for Yak Face or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now this makes me want to like follow one of you and keep two steps ahead and keep buying the Yak Faces I see.
The race continues.
I'm going to take another Yak Face.
Real quick.
Ryan's so you're the with the twirling mustache. And...
Twirling, I got a trench coat that I just slide them in. Right? Then I open them up. Who needs a Yak Face?
You have Muttley with you.
Yeah.
Roll the market.
Thank you, Ray Death Ray. It's the Yak Race. Face
it's
race.
The Yak Race.
Yak
yeah.
Race. These are rare, but I'm in a couple.
The winner gets to destroy the other Yak Face.
Yeah.
I see all of these for sale every single day on Facebook. They're not that rare. They're just expensive. And there is there is a big difference. But don't let me go down that road.
Yak and
prices
feel.
Have come down though, because pop-up saber R2 was more than Yak Face. It was like $450. Yeah. I think it's less now.
It's like $200 now.
Yeah.
Yak Face is expensive. Still $500 to $700. Blue Snaggletooth is $300 or $400.
If I see any of these other five, I'm just gonna grab one for you. So I don't care.
Thank
we
you,
need to do this race to Yak Face, Japan.
It's
right. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, I think we should do a documentary about like building towards the race and like all that you.
Oh my God!
And exercise and
live on Patreon. Subscribe to Geek Dad Life and yes, have some.
Yeah, like installments alternate between the channels. I like this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, it's gonna be great.
Craig hates this idea.
Craig's like, he hates it.
I love it.
I'm really, really happy for everybody's ideas. I'm just kidding. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Okay. Jay, well, besides Yak Face, is that the last one you need?
That's the last one. That's it. That completes my journey.
Okay.
So, I mean, you'd have to catch up. I'm already ready to go for our Tokyo celebration.
Ready to go to Tokyo.
GoPro
on. For Yak Face.
We're doing good. We're doing good tonight. I like this. Shit, I'm excited. Fuck the news, man. Let's talk about Tokyo.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to.
Here's
the thing.
Trying to do another show right now.
Show, no, I'm great. Here's my fucking problem with this show. There are times where I have to do tasks, and like good co-hosts would be like, "Oh, Craig's working on something. Let me fill the air." Yeah. But you all go, "Craig, what are you doing? What are you doing right now? Why are you hosting?" I was trying to make this, you motherfuckers. Hold on.
Is this the race to Yak?
It's the race to Yak Face from Star Wars Celebration.
Thank you. That's all.
Wait, do it again. I couldn't hear because you're laughing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess next time you guys won't laugh. You. Also, he fucked it up. He didn't say it right.
It's the race for Yak Face live from Star Wars Celebration.
That's pretty good.
Live, not
he said live instead of live. I was trying to get it to be the Clone Wars narrator, but it's a long wait time. Okay, shall we move on to the news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Jake, you brought this up to me earlier when Ryan was talking about.
Ryan reminded me when he was talking about fast food toys,
McDonald's toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is posted by Dinosaur Dracula just a couple
one of
hours
my favorites.
Ago. He's great. We should have him on the show.
Yeah.
He's a hard get, but it would be incredible.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We've had pretty famous people on our shows. I think we get down to Dracula.
Well, Dracula is a pretty elusive man.
He's elusive. Like if you've listened to Purple Stuff podcasts, he doesn't generally. I don't think he likes doing these kinds of things.
Okay,
But he would like us. I think he absolutely would.
I love this.
I love this from Davey. Other hosts. Host better, Craig, and speak better and be funnier. Quit making your eyes look so nice. We're stupid.
We're just jealous. That's all it is.
All right. So this
I agree because I'm a big fan of Craig. I think he does a great job. Yeah. People shit on
him. He does, but
of course he does, but it's
absolutely
fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Now everyone's worried I'm gonna die in the middle of the show. So they're like, be nice to Craig. All right.
How grateful you are.
Dinosaur Dracula. Jake, thank you for sending this over.
Yeah.
McDonald's is teasing some kind of McNugget related promotion for December. Fans are praying that these are sneak peeks at the upcoming set of McNugget buddies, but all McDonald's has said so far is they hope we're ready for some new friends. Hopefully we'll find out soon. So there's like these.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
It's going to be nuts.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like the buckets were, they were very available.
But they weren't the same.
But they had the nuggets in the, was it the 40th anniversary Happy Meal toy? They did a few years back.
Yeah, but that was 2021 or 2020?
2019, I believe. Late 2019. Oh, okay. So before the world changed.
All right.
So
that was a bloodbath too.
It was. It was one of the first videos I did on the channel was like going out and buying those and sharing them. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited this happens because I don't think it'll be a bloodbath. I think this will be a really fun experience.
Well, it will be in Canada when we don't get them.
What was the really, there's been a couple McDonald's promotions this year, the last couple of years, like the Pokemon cards people went crazy for.
Pokemon cards went ham, yeah.
Who did the sauce?
I
remember the sauce K-pop being
sauce. The sauce was all crazy.
Yeah.
K-pop sauce, that's all I can remember.
Yeah, I mean, this what will be direction? Fun. I've got a bunch of the...
I thought it was Rick and Morty sauce.
Oh, Rick and Morty did a sauce a couple years ago.
Some Szechuan sauce. That's what Davey Sockrocker was saying.
But then eventually they did it. Like, they made enough of them, and it wasn't that big a deal. And then I had the Szechuan sauce, and I was like, this is awful. I don't know why anyone's...
Hey, first of all, I love the original... I have a bunch of the vintage, complete McNugget buddies. I got some of the Halloween ones, some of the regular ones. Off topic, sweet and sour McDonald's sauce is one of my all-time favorite sauces, so I'm just all about it.
Yeah, of all time, yes. I agree. Yeah.
Could be a meal.
Sweet and sour, could be a meal. Nothing compares.
Back in the day, Craig actually, and I made it a meal.
That song, Nothing Compares to You, written by Prince and performed famously by Sinead O'Connor, was about sweet and sour sauce. People don't know that.
I've met people that think that's an awful sauce and you should do barbecue or something.
Yeah, what? Some people
sweet
are,
and savory is the best combination.
McDonald's barbecue is fucking
hey guys,
really bad.
Right, McDonald's barbecue is awful. Who would? That's a sadist.
I'm always
understand.
Down to talk sauce. Yeah.
Johnny Cock, thank you for the super chat. Here, a super chat to buy Craig some time to do computer things. The entertainment.
I just bought you some time.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Then I was the one who ended up reading it. All right.
We'll all split.
So we'll be on the lookout for.
I'll be pumped if that happens. I'll get them all.
I want McDonald's land, like more McDonald's land stuff.
Yeah. They don't really do it anymore because I don't think they want to market to kids anymore, which is probably a good
thing. That's fine because that we'll get, hey, ramen toys. make us some adult collectible. McDonald's land toys, please.
They're just called like fast food restaurant playset.
Burger Town.
Yeah.
Rubble.
Yeah. Hey, I agree, Johnny. Why doesn't McDonald's have a veggie burger? When we went to London, we stopped at the McDonald's there because just strictly because they have a vegan.
The thing is,
Big
like
Mac
Burger King, which most Burger Kings are a disaster in the United States, they have the Impossible Burger.
They do.
Yeah.
Can't you just put McDonald's fries in a bun and eat it?
No, because McDonald's fries aren't fucking vegan either.
Yeah, they dip them in like
potatoes.
They dip them in beef.
They cook them in fucking beef fat.
All right, let's keep going on.
That's why they're so good.
Okay. Listen.
Fuck.
It's the most American thing possible.
Abigail, London McDonald's was fun. I don't know.
What a fun time. We did actually, a bunch of stuff that we can't talk about.
Hey, actually, it was scary.
We could talk about the McDonald's.
Well, can I just say, like, I don't know, I've been to London, and it was the most unimpressive food I've ever had in my life. Was it similar for you all? I didn't dig the food at all.
I mean, I ate fish and chips twice a day for six straight days. So.
I thought it was great. I thought most of everything. I had a couple things that I was like,
but we go to Japan and you go to the McDonald's there.
Oh, really?
Dude, it's like fine dining. It's so good. They got like the McTeriyaki burger and shit like that. You're in for a fucking treat. Man.
Sounds disgusting.
No, you're disgusting for not eating it, you weirdo.
All right. God, I'm already annoyed about the huge fight we all get into in Tokyo. Yeah. All right, let's
I'll just be gone. I'll be doing my own thing. Running around. What's Ryan doing? Oh, he's in some bathtub, Ryan, in the middle of downtown. I don't know what he's doing.
I know what you do.
Rides in a bathhouse.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, the bathhouses are awesome. You have to do that.
I'll go with you, Joel. I'll go.
Yeah, same.
Wait,
same.
Aren't those like brothels?
No.
No.
Dude, educate yourself.
Holy shit. Craig, before we go to Japan.
Read a book, Craig.
Yeah.
We gotta, watch a YouTube
help you
video.
Out before we go to Japan. Otherwise, we're all going to get shot.
Guns there. Can we please talk about these NECA figures?
Yeah, let's right. do it.
All right. So NECA's got some new pre-orders going up on their site. The Mirage NECA Turtles 4-pack, which was at Target.
Yeah, didn't we already do this? I guess.
Well, but now they're more available. And Jake, do you remember, this is one of my favorite moments of this year as I recount all of my favorite moments this year. We were at San Diego Comic-Con. We were talking to our good friend Trevor from NECA, brand manager of TMNT. And this, we're in the middle of talking to him. And this guy comes up, this collector guy just walks up and interrupts and goes, "Hey, I have a question. Are we going to get more of those Mirage 4-packs?" And Trevor was like, yeah. And the guy's like, "All right, like when though?" Trevor's like, "I don't know." And the guy was like, because on the internet you said there's going to be more. And I can't find them. They're like, you know, do you like know when? Like, he needed to know when. And Trevor's like, the answer is now. You can go to the NECA website.
Guy, if you're watching.
Jay, did you buy these when they came out?
No, I kind of just secretly hope they'll make that old pack that's been knocked off to hell again one day. That's what I want.
Abby, we highlight that super chat.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael Traverso says, "A true English breakfast has beans. Beans for breakfast? Wild."
You did that once.
Yeah, I did. I did. My brother sent me some beans through the mail, and so I made them for Christmas.
Were they cooked?
I had Reese for breakfast.
Oh, I had to heat them up. They're like Heinz breakfast beans.
Tack Peter, 7-Eleven in Japan is better than most American food chains.
Absolutely.
That sounds
awesome.
I've
watched videos on the 7-Elevens. It's going to be fun.
They're bonkers. They're great.
All right, here we go. So we've got the NECA Lawson 4-pack for pre-order and a couple other Ninja Turtles items. Most of these have been released before, but we should talk about this because I'm going to have to get these as a TMNT movie collector.
But isn't tonight the last night to order?
I think they said there'd be several weeks available or something.
Professor, or is that just for April? Sorry.
Maybe it's just for April. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. But this is the Professor Perry 2-pack. I think this is amazing because you're getting two Professor Perry figures in 2023.
Do we need two Professor Perrys? I feel like one should.
Absolutely. Suffice. Yeah. Well, because here's the thing. How much is it? $60?
Yeah.
You get two figures. It's great.
But he wears that orange suit for like 5 minutes or maybe a minute in the movie. I just want this Professor Perry. I don't need that.
That's
Professor
the
Perry.
Iconic. Yeah.
No, that's iconic because he's doing the interview and they find the dandelions.
Yeah. They're huge.
You Jacob. Both stole me on it. What can I say?
Jacob, what do you think?
I mean, it's cool. Like you just said, it's weird that we're living in 2023 and we're getting a Professor Perry 2-pack. It is super odd, but it's cool. I like it. Yeah, it's great.
I think it's a pretty good.
You need at least one.
Yes.
You
know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Does it come with all those accessories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, comes with some good stuff.
Well, then that makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dandelions. he looks really concerned about those dandelions.
Well, yeah, dude, wouldn't you be if you had a dandelion that big? In that
shot, he looks like he's wearing a diaper though.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck is that?
Man.
Listen, okay, I love high waisted jeans, but those don't track very well.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you guys, you're picking this guy apart. It's Professor Perry. The actor died last year. He didn't even get to live to see his own action figures.
Oh, rest in peace. I'm sure he approved it before he passed.
No, his family sold his likeness. His
that's why they're doing it now.
They're like, well, we got to get something from this career.
He didn't act in Secret of the Ooze.
He's been in a lot of stuff. He has. Good residuals. There's good residuals.
Attack Peter. Stuff. Does this mean we're almost at the end of tour?
Yeah, like they're running out. Yeah.
NECA will always figure out a way to squeeze out 15 more Ninja Turtles.
Dude, we haven't even got April's cameraman that was the good looking guy who's secretly in the Foot Clan.
There's way more
Smoking Kid
Ninja Turtles 3.
Oh yeah,
figures that can come out.
No, Smoking Kids with the Smoking Kids.
Oh, the what's the actor's name?
Regular Menthol.
Regular Menthol. Yeah,
yeah, but what's
regular
that?
Menthol
kid. That kid is grew up to be.
I love
Iron
that.
Man 2.
Yeah, he grew up to be.
Well, he was then.
Who grew up to be Robert Downey Jr.
God damn.
No,
it's
his name. Shit,
it's this guy.
I forgot his name. Sam Rockwell.
He grew up to be Sam Rockwell. Can you believe it?
Davy Sock Rockwell.
Okay, so these are also for sale. I'm going to pick these up. Hopefully. I hope the order's not over today. Then there's... Sorry, Jay, go for it.
No, I was just laughing at you.
Oh.
With you.
Good save.
On you. Then there's Ultimate Shredder from Secret of the Ooze, but that's been pretty available. And then this updated April, looking sassy.
Somebody in the chat said today's the last day for the April.
No, I think that was me asking if it was.
No, but then somebody said that in the chat.
November 28th, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's today.
If you're watching it tomorrow.
That's what I just said.
It's too late.
How does time work? This figure's cool. I know people didn't like the first April, but I always thought it was fine. I don't know what people get so mad about.
Do I have to order this tonight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you want it.
If you want your parents to love you.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to wait for a Archie April.
There you go.
Right? Cool. Even though this one's got some fucking serious hips.
Did not know what was the end of that sentence. Didn't know where it was going.
Well, but, you know what? I ended it at the most appropriate spot.
Hey, shout out to our Toy Collector Magazine hanging out in the chat.
Oh.
Good
serious dude. Neck.
Serious neck.
Serious neck. That's my favorite.
It sounds like Harry Potter. Holy shit.
Boom.
Can you believe I was saying the exact same thing as you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can. We've gotten to this point.
All right. this was some of the controversy this week because we can't have toys without controversy. RoboCop Ultimate, Alex Murphy in his OCP uniform. This is going to get a regular release, but they did a special edition with a signed Peter Weller card. Look at that. How awesome.
Jesus.
Hey, I'm buying this. I'm going all in on RoboCop. I just made the decision just now. So what do you guys think when they do these like $100 signed editions?
I mean, I think it's cool because that's not $100 for the toy and an autograph is not you'd be paying $40 for the toy anyway.
You'd be most paying people, $40 or more for the autograph.
I was going to say most people are charging, you know, $80 to $100 for an autograph at a convention now. So I think this is perfectly fine.
Some of them charge even more if you're signing something that's 3D, like a toy.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Sorry.
I will say, for me, I would rather get the autograph in person because buying an autograph after the fact.
Oh, no.
To me,
Yeah, I get that.
The pleasure or the experience is like seeing them. Like, who gives a shit about the autograph? But it's like seeing them in real, like talking to them in real life. But
I get, I do, I get that a little bit. But as a collector, knowing that the autographed item is part of the toy,
sure,
it makes it feel like I'm mad that I didn't buy this. Yeah. Now I'm like talking myself into getting upset.
I mean, I thought about buying it, and I have no like interest in buying the NECA RoboCop stuff. Like, I like, you know, I've thought about getting some of that older stuff, but no part of me was going to buy this toy until I was like, oh, well, I can get it with an autograph. Maybe I will. I mean, I didn't.
Some people can't even go to cons all the time or whatever, right? So I think having a signed edition is actually a really cool idea.
Yeah. As an option, yeah.
Yeah, I bought like a couple when they had them. You know, when they were hitting shelves.
Well, one was
like
by accident, wasn't it? Or was that Craig with the gizmo?
No, that was Jacob with the... Well, was it the signature edition with the Howie Mandel?
Yeah. That, and then I also bought the Elvira.
Yeah, that was a good one.
God, now I'm getting mad. Should have bought this. Jake's having PTSD from Linda Blair. She would never do a signed NECA figure. No. She'd be like, well, who's buying it? I want to know every person who's buying it. but yeah, they did a good job on the figure. And I've got a couple random NECA Ultimates. I've got, you know, Terminator 2 figure. I got RoboCop. I think these are really cool. So they did a good job. As being pointed out in the chat, it's a really good sculpt. So good job, NECA.
Yeah, you guys
okay.
Did good.
You good? Abby, anything else on this?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's awesome that that's available. And I understand both sides between Jay and Jacob and Craig. Like, and I know that paying for the experience of like being close to the celebrity is something memorable. But also, you guys are very much like you want to have it. And you want to
need it.
Yeah, you need it.
I like the thing that is signed. It's not just like a little card. It's like it looks like it's
yeah,
like a little police badge.
Yeah, that's nice.
There you go.
It's added value to the toy, which I like that.
And then we're not going to be able to talk much about it because it's just a tease, but Super 7 is teasing the Godzilla Minus One,
mm-hmm.
Which
is going to be revealed tomorrow morning at, I think, 9 in the morning.
Oh, cool.
All right. So we've got
the
brand
your
new...
time? Weird East Coast time?
I'm not sure. Probably. Yeah.
So Toho, which is the original, you know, Japanese film production company that does the Godzilla movies, this is the first Japanese Godzilla in 7 years, something like that.
Yeah, since 2016.
So, it's really cool design. If you've seen the trailers, Jake, you can speak to it much better than I can. Is there going to be a lot of toys?
Yes.
Based on this design? Yes.
Yeah, I mean. Dude, that's the thing about any of the Toho, the Godzilla stuff. There's going to be 300 figures of this Godzilla this month, probably. Like, it's crazy. There's so many companies that do Godzilla toys, yeah. Japanese Godzilla toys, Sifubi. Now, as far as, like, American stuff over here, it'd probably just be Super 7 for now. Maybe Mondo will do something. I don't know.
Ooh.
Like, it's possible.
Yeah,
but
is it the company that makes toys for Godzilla, like the mass line, the
well, Playmates does some Godzilla stuff, but
that's all right.
But they stay they stay heavily on the American stuff right now. So there'll probably be some Bandai. Yeah, somebody said SH Monster Arts. They'll probably do one. They do all the stuff. But in Japan, as far as like the Sifubi companies, there's so many companies putting out so many toys that there'll be a ton. There will be a bunch of these,
right.
And it will be great. And they'll all be so different. But yeah.
By the way, there's some really good discussion going on in the chat right now about autographs, and which I'm excited about because our next topic is specifically related to autographs and collectibles. So stay tuned for that. People have very strong opinions on autographs and conventions, and they have rules, and I like that. I like it.
It's good to set rules for yourself.
Yeah. And then break them as much as possible. So, yeah, I mean, this will be cool. I'm looking forward to seeing what Super 7 reveals. I'm assuming it's an ultimate. Maybe they'll have some reactions as well. But I'm really looking forward to seeing the movie. I've never seen, like,
comes out tomorrow.
A real Godzilla movie in theaters. I've seen the other ones. But
go see it. It's playing at the Plaza.
Should we go to see Godzilla tomorrow night?
Yes.
All right. Abby says yes. Okay. Let's go to the chat before we get to this next topic. Anything else on this, Jake, before we move on?
No, I'm excited to see it. It's clearly an ultimate, but I am excited to see it.
So Davey Sockcracker says, my rule is if I want the autograph, I buy it. I like that. David Cabal, going to see Amy Jo Johnson and David Yost this Saturday. I'll complete my OG Power Rangers cast. That's awesome. Let's see. In a Heap says, it's cool knowing that they touch the same thing that you now own, which yeah. I get.
Yeah,
totally. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot of people, Brianna Lawrence, I like getting things signed in person, especially because I get to have a fun conversation with people like Charlie Schlatter, star of Police Academy 7, or Maurice LaMarche. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We all go to conventions. Like, Jay, I don't know if you do a lot of like going to conventions and like meeting, doing the meet and greets and stuff, but I always
Very rarely, because I don't know. There was one I almost did, Rufio, and I was like, $70 to have Rufio sign something. I was like, yeah, that's a bit pricey.
Well, you think that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I did do it. I did do it for Ernie Hudson. That's the only one I've ever done was Ernie Hudson. Other than that, I'd much rather just meet them randomly.
Yeah.
At Comic-Con or something, get an autograph. But there's I think it's really for baseball. I love going and getting a baseball and getting players to sign them and stuff like that. So
ooh, yeah. I'm starting the dumbest collection. I'll announce it soon, but it's gonna be so dumb.
I'm gonna start a baseball collection that's signed by toy tubers.
That's actually kind of fun.
We can do that. So yeah.
There's a bunch of JSA certified signed Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray baseballs on eBay. And I'm gonna buy one of each. And I'm also getting McKenna Grace to sign a baseball in the upcoming containment. I'm starting a Ghostbusters baseball collection.
That's amazing. Ooh.
Don't do it because you can never resell it. No one's ever gonna want it.
Sell it to Jay. You need a McKenna Grace.
I've gotten Aykroyd's. I want to try and get all the surviving in person. Get him to sign my record that I have. But Bill Murray lives in Charleston, so there's a lot of Bill Murray running around Charleston, South Carolina stories. And I just want to. I've been there a few times. I'm just like, I'm ready
Bill to meet Murray, Bill.
If I run into you.
All right. So the reason this is related to what we're talking about.
I met him. I have his autograph.
Well, good, because this will. I want to hear about that experience. Mark Hamill did his San Francisco Fan Expo. He did his first live appearance at a convention in, I don't know, seven or eight
2020.
Years.
2020.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's been
long enough for there to be a bunch of rumors about his declining health.
Right.
Because he wasn't doing.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So they make this announcement. He's signing for Topps now. So it's really a big deal.
Topps is going to make sure they get their money.
Get that money. So it happened this weekend. He did a huge signing for Star Wars Autograph Universe. But there is some chatter and controversy about the pricing and the rules. I just wanted to have a general conversation. So before I do that, let me actually read what the pricing was. So 8x10 autograph on a photo was $400. Any premium item, so anything bigger than an 8x10, comic book, magazine, 11x17, mini posters, Funko Pops, action figures, was $500. Mm-hmm. And anything bulky, clothing, full-size movie posters and props, $700. It's a lot of money. He also, there was strict rules of no quotes and no character names, which if you're familiar with private signings and autograph signings, usually that stuff for a top tier actor is more. Sometimes you meet somebody like a mid tier person and they'll write their character name or whatever. So
you be nice, like Starman, E.T.
yeah. So I guess the question I had was, how much? A couple questions for the group. This is what the conversation. Do you understand and get the pricing here, or is this egregious?
Yes, but I am a little bitch, and I will pay the $500 American like a little bitch, because that's what I would be for doing it. And it, because it would be bigger, because it would be my Batman animated book where I've gotten everyone else's signatures. So it would have to be that, and I would have to pay it because I'm a little bitch.
I heard that.
So this little bitch is going to pay $500.
Why do we keep going back to that?
We just
because
do.
Because that's how I feel about paying that much money for an autograph.
Jacob, you
yeah. Let me talk about it. $3.99 does not seem crazy to me. Now, right. Is it expensive? Yes. I think the $700 is ridiculous when there's no extra work to him. You know what right. I mean? It's the same thing. But I paid $300 to get Ewan McGregor's autograph at Celebration.
Right.
And yeah, that's a lot of money, but this is Luke Skywalker. He has not done a con in years. He's getting older. He probably isn't going to do a ton. He's not going to be at conventions every weekend.
Right.
I don't think $400 for Mark Hamill is crazy. I think $700 is ridiculous. I think when it gets higher, like, it should just be the $400.
I think part of the thing is, too, is, you know, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Peter Mayhew, majority of the Star Wars cast were doing conventions 10 times a year throughout the 90s. Yeah. You know? Yeah. How many people have been
in the 2000s. Peter Mayhew was doing Comic-Con in the 2000s.
Peter Mayhew used to do Dragon Con.
Right. Yeah. Well, Mark Hamill used to
do... He was a dick, too, but...
But, well, ooh. He's so tall. Again, he's very tall. Mark Hamill, you know, I think Hal Clay was like, I paid $25 for Mark Hamill's autograph in 1996. I was like, well, 1996 Mark Hamill is a little different than 2023 Mark Hamill. Correct. Toy Collector Magazine. This is interesting. The pricing limits how much specialty stuff he'll sign, keeps the line moving, maximizing volume.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I get you.
Yep. Yeah. That's why there's no quotes.
You want to prevent that.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah, I get that. They want to keep that line moving.
Keep him moving.
Yeah.
Like it's this is
but I did hear he signed for like 12 hours on Saturday.
Yeah. So well, we're just fan cattle, right? Just get
move them.
They
through.
Make so much money. Like I have a friend that works for a company that represents these for actors and stuff at conventions and like, you know, these like Mark Hamill's making millions of dollars in a weekend just signing autographs. So like good.
And
for
I'm
them,
not gonna do any quotes. No quotes.
Kind of money.
No character names. Nothing.
Actually,
Craig's only way to do Mark Hamill is to do the Joker.
That's why I brought this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you've got a premium item, I'll sign it for $700, Batman.
What you don't know is that Mark Hamill's been force projecting himself Craig, to be there. He's not actually there.
David Cabal.
Oh, nice.
$1.99. I would love to. What'd you say?
I said, what you don't know is that Mark Hamill has just been force projecting himself to all these conventions, and he was never there the entire
wasn't
time.
There at all.
Thank you for the super chat. I would love to meet Bret Hart as well, one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. Although
I Mark Hamill like, those, like wrestling story, conventions. Oh, sorry, Jay.
No, I was just—I have a Mark Hamill autograph story, though.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
So at Comic-Con 2012. And everyone has been to the Dolly, you haven't been, but everybody else has been to San Diego Comic Con, and it's amazing. And one of the little shops in the downtown area had the YouTube had a thing, and Mark Hamill was doing something with Stan Lee. They were doing like this Q&A with each other, and so I went and watched it, and there was like 10 people there watching their conversation. And when it was done, I just, hey, Mark, can I get your autograph? So I usually keep a Sharpie on my lanyard. And then he signed my Comic-Con badge.
Oh, wow.
That's smart. That's awesome.
And so I would just do that. So I have Robert Downey Jr.'s. Like, I ran into him. I have his autograph around here somewhere.
Craig's so mad.
I'm getting so mad. Also, I like the idea he signed
your
badge.
I'm getting mad that you used that opportunity to get a badge signed.
No, hold on. Listen.
Not something cool.
Well, it's like I'm just there. I just walked in. I was like, "Hey, Mark Hamill, how's it going?"
Yeah, no, I get it.
I like this.
Nice to meet you,
Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker. Can I get your autograph? Sure, son. Let's see. This badge is
$399.99. You know what?
Not a premium item.
Do you know what really bugged me? Is that now I can't get him to sign Luke Be a Jedi Tonight, Mark Hamill. What a bummer.
Hey, that's a good story. And by the way, if anybody has a fun meeting a celebrity randomly story,
oh, here we go. Here's J. Michael Straczynski.
Okay.
Yeah. Jay comic Mr. writer. Do you not know who that is, Craig?
Come on.
Yes, I know who. Yes, he's
not
the
Craig. You
the
know
head,
who that is?
J. Michael Straczynski, creator of Babylon 5, writer of the first Thor, but I think they rewrote a script, and most importantly, the writer of all the good episodes of The Real Ghostbusters.
And this was when I met Robert Downey Jr. Walking towards Hall H as they're getting ready to announce the Avengers.
Oh, so that's like a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah, I think that rules. I think.
But
that's
did
great.
Anybody else get to pee next to Ernie Hudson? Like,
hey, I got
not yet.
I got a peeing story too.
I peed next to
Bradley Cooper.
All right, hold on.
Well, that's Craig's dream, Ryan.
At Comic Con, I've peed next to the original voice of Lion-O.
Oh.
Okay.
And he did it. And he kept doing it to people. He was like, Thundercats, ho!
Did you pee?
While peeing?
Did you get a did he see his
Thundercats? He did it in the bathroom. Like, we peed next to each other at urinals, and then somebody's like, hey! And he's like, and he did it in the bathroom.
I guarantee he does that Thundercats ho after every
a million
times.
Because he was there promoting the new Thundercats show. Okay. I did press for that in my old podcasting days, and we went to the bat. We were both in the bathroom same afterwards. And then, what's the guy who played Shazam? I'm blanking on his name now. Zachary Levi and I peed next to each other at Comic Con as well.
Hey, Abigail.
Yeah.
There is a lot of I peed next to people stories happening in the chat. Yeah. This is insane.
I had no idea we were going to tap this reservoir. Yeah, there's a lot of stories.
Everybody's got a
great
pee.
Reference.
Everybody was tapping the reservoir. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I've never.
Let's see.
Who do you want to pee next to?
Attack
I
Peter.
A few celebrities.
A lot
I want
of
pee
different
next
people.
To.
Hold
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Attack Peter. I just remembered I peed next to Matt Groening. It's not.
Oh, sorry.
And then immediately after, I tried to get a job from him. Gotham Stalker. I peed next to Jake the Snake a few months ago.
Nice.
Rock Parker. I peed next to Eric Estrada.
This is the best.
Let's see. Daniel Quay. I peed next to Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, I'd pee
Monsters from Beyond. Yeah. I'd pee next to Jimmy Carter.
Damn, a president.
What?
Wow.
How did they even let that happen?
Yeah. How did Secret Service allow that?
Yeah. That should not have happened.
God. Which president would you want to pee next to?
J.D. Raymer. I peer next to Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, that's a good one. I would have looked for sure.
Yeah, so, like, how do you not take a peek of a Bond? I don't know.
Right? That's what I was thinking, too. I thought Christmas only came once a year.
I would have just looked at him and I would have looked down and went shake and not stirred.
Yeah, see?
I'll see my way out.
Beautiful.
Hello. Hey, I've got one of these at DragonCon. I peed next to Anthony Michael Hall and we walked out of the bathroom at the exact same time. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. We walk out of the bathroom and there's an Edward Scissorhands waiting for him outside of the bathroom with the thing. And he's just, and you know, when you see somebody in full costume but you hear their real voice, it's very funny. So it's like a really good Edward Scissorhands. He's like, could I get a picture with you? And I said, sure, absolutely. So anyways, did not see any of this coming. Abigail, have you ever peed next to somebody famous?
No,
you would
I haven't.
Know,
yeah, it's different. Yeah,
maybe this is the problem with the men's bathrooms.
Yeah, tear the walls.
Yeah, we just
down.
Go wherever, like find a sink, find a trash can.
We'll do one more from Johnny Cock and get to sad comments. I was changing to get ready for the Eisners at Comic Con, and right when I took off my shirt in the bathroom, Will Wheaton walked around the corner. I just gave the acknowledged nod, and he went to pee.
Nice.
Wow.
We live in a weird world, guys. Jimmy Carter's my winner. Anyways,
yeah, I don't know, man. Pierce Brosnan's pretty spectacular.
Pierce Brosnan, yeah.
Because he's a very good looking man.
Yeah,
and I
very
would
handsome.
I would have to look.
Okay. To wrap up the Mark Hamill conversation, I'm excited for everybody who got Mark Hamill autographs. If he is at Star Wars Celebration in 2025. I'm not going to, I would consider, I would love to at least get a photo op. You got to get a picture with Mark Hamill.
Sure.
You know? It's the greatest.
If I can't pee next to Mark Hamill, then getting an autograph is just as good.
And guys, the comments tonight have been great. Thank you so much to the chat. This has been really fun. Mm-hmm. Abigail, anything else before we move on?
I was in the bathroom at the same time as Logan Kim's mom at the Ghostbusters Afterlife premiere.
Nice.
And I was like, hey, Logan's great.
There you
so
go.
That was washing our hands. So that's
okay.
That's
even better. Hey, listen. Also, JD Raymer posted in the chat earlier, said if Bill Murray were to ever do a convention, how much would it be? And I could see Bill being like $10, whatever, or 2,000.
How much would you pay?
Well, I got one for free.
Ooh. Ooh. 7 years of my life doing a podcast.
that's the cost, folks.
I mean, if legitimately, last thing, we'll get to side comments. We'll get the heck out of here.
I'd pay $1,000. I would pay $1,000 to
Troy Benjamin. Why pay for a photo op? If anything to be learned tonight, just pretend to be a bathroom attendant. Mint. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
If Bill Murray did a convention, I mean, listen, I don't know. I don't know if I'd pay $1,000. I honestly don't know.
I would pay $1,000.
But if I would pay a premium price. I would. I really would.
Mm-hmm. Like plus, I that's yeah.
Oh, fuck. Mother crap. Okay. I didn't get to the question I wanted to ask this entire time, which is, if you were going to get one thing signed by Mark Hamill, what would it be? Oh, and that was the whole point of this cover.
Yeah.
Ryan answered animated Batman book.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Does anybody else?
Comic-Con badge.
Okay. Jay loses.
it's for his collection, though. Yeah.
I feel like I would get, like, I don't know. I'd want probably what I would do is secure a signed Carrie Fisher photo that has both of them in it, and then add him to it. It's probably
that's a good idea. Most meaningful. Yeah.
I would waste it and get something dumb like
Fallout,
like the Chucky remake, like a picture of the Chucky from the remake of Child's Play. Mm-hmm.
Wait, he did that voice.
Yes,
that's crazy. I forgot that. Toy collector says a severed hand.
That's
a good one.
Yeah. Just goes
his
into the alley.
His severed hand.
Johnny Cox. Oh, Craig would get a Captain Picard photo signed. Just to do a fun prank.
So,
all right, guys. Lots of fun tonight. This was really good. I like this. Really good conversation.
Wasn't he in the Children of the Damned remake?
I mean, Mark Hamill's been in a lot of stuff. He's been in a lot of stuff. I'd probably get Arkham Knights 3 signed.
Why not? That'd be a good one.
Okay. It wouldn't, but okay.
Or it's get like the Mask of the Phantasm Joker signed, or like one of those Mondo figures signed.
Oh, yeah. That is kind of cool.
Well, maybe if Attack Peter would get it done, get a Mark Hamill signing at Mondo, I'd buy it.
Oh,
Attack Peter, you heard it. Make it happen.
Called out.
Attack on Attack Peter.
I'm sending Attack Peter to the next convention with Mark Hamill, and I'm instructing him to find him and pee next to him. It's probably easier to pee next to Jimmy Carter than it is Mark Hamill.
Yeah, there's no pressure with Jimmy Carter.
Nah, dude, I'm what? Finish it.
Finish it. All right. Jacob, do we have some sad comments tonight?
Yeah, I got a couple.
All right. Abigail, do you want to plug Patreon real quick?
Yeah, for $5 a month. Y'all can join us for our extreme parties that we have after Toy Anxiety, which is just like us uncensored hanging out. There's also a backlog of our episodes that you can tap into. So you can tap that reservoir. All right, folks, it's $5. Thank you.
Yeah, we got, by the way, if you're part of the top tier, the $30 tier, I got you get a gift, a Toy Anxiety YHS gift 4 times a year. I got ours in today. They are so cool. No spoilers. But so if you're on the top tier, you'll be getting your item within the next week. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Is there an extreme tonight? Speaking of Patreon?
No, not tonight. Well, we did a good one last week.
This is the extreme.
Attack says, I'm setting up a piss fest at Celebration.
That sounds cool. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I knew it.
Oh, I can't imagine the things that are going through Ryan Dole's head right now.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. Actually, you might have an idea.
I think we do.
Let's put it this way. It's going to be a golden celebration.
I can't believe we got denied press passes at the celebration. Oh, man. Thank you. You got the guys, the chat was really, hey, real quick. I want to lead or end with some gratitude. Very thankful for this. Lots of people watching tonight. Lots of fun. We love you guys. We appreciate the support. Thank you. If you like what you see and hear on Toy Anxiety or YHS, all we ever ask you to do is to tell a friend. So there you go. Okay.
And if you're a celebrity who's peeing next to me in a stall, just let me know. That way I can
just
talk
say
about
hi.
It.
Just say hi to Abby. That's it.
Yeah.
Derek Hoover, just say hi.
Super chat. Was the Guyver on Laserdisc? Get that signed. What's the Guyver? MacGyver?
You don't know about the Guyver?
Uh-oh. What's that?
Oh, dude. It's
you
like
don't deserve that autograph.
It's a tokusatsu. It's kind of like a Kamen Rider type thing where this guy gets like a suit and he becomes the Guyver and he fights like creatures and, he voices one of the like bad guys in it. One of the like monster things.
Okay, and it's Mark Hamill. Okay,
Mark Hamill. Yeah,
he's got a stash in that movie. A
little stash. Mm-hmm. There you go. Oh, dude,
that's great.
By the way,
Guyver's awesome. Yeah.
We love Mark Hamill. We really do. And I hope he does more conventions. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right, let's get to side comments, the fun segment where every week we scour the internet for the latest commentary on toys and action figures. We give a voice to the voiceless, much like CM Punk returning to WWE.
Big deal.
We expect the same reaction.
We expect.
Man,
we
let's
expect
talk about wrestling for a hot minute.
No, but I do want to say this. You know what I love? This was really cool. WWE. So CM Punk came back this week, and all these like wrestling podcasts and wrestling streamers had their like live reactions, and WWE used them all in like their promos last night. So it was so funny to see like
cool.
The wrestling version of Toy Tubers all featured on like Monday Night Raw last night, and every one of them just like losing their minds. So
yeah,
I don't cool. know. I don't know actually. If we'll, I don't know what the toy equivalent will be that. Like, I don't think Hasbro's like, check out the fan reactions to our latest reveals from PulseCon.
They tried that at the first PulseCon where they were doing reveals, and they tried to get us all to react, and then they didn't use us for the Ghostbusters one because Ghostbusters fans are idiots. But with that also said, I think the only way you could get a reaction out of any toy collectors like that, it would have to be, this is our new Star Wars show, and we're going to have the stores filled with the toys before the show comes out.
I don't get it.
That's the only way.
All right, Jacob.
Anyways, let's be sad with Jacob.
I like that good. Idea.
Let's be We've got sad.
Time for sad comments. Jacob. Where's our first comment coming from tonight?
It's from NECA on a Cyber Monday post.
Ooh, fresh.
Kind of.
Dude, crispy. I'll tell you what. You ever heard of Blue Monday, the song?
Yep.
One of my favorites. Legendary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to it right now.
By the way, when I was 12, if somebody told me that in the future there'd be something called Cyber Monday, I'd be like, cool. That sounds like it's going to be great.
I like that too.
All right, here we go. Jacob Walsh, sad comment number one, NECA, Cyber Monday, coming at you, finding the music. Here we go. Should be playing any second.
Cyber Monday. No sale. No regular Alex Murphy. So nothing for me. I guess my money goes elsewhere. Hyped for nothing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Was this guy waiting all weekend for the big NECA Cyber Monday sale? Big Bad Toy Store has him trained and thinking there's going to be some big sales coming up.
I think he was, yeah.
Super 7 offers ultimates at a deep discount, but NECA says no. That was a good one. All right, where's the next one coming from?
Next one's also from NECA, and it's it is also on the RoboCop Murphy figure.
Dude, it's been a while since we've had like a good NECA sad comment section. This is great. All right, here we go.
Why you gotta put this up for sale when I'm in a meeting?
Wow.
Seems kind of crappy. Not everyone that wants one can hop on at lightning speed and purchase. I think you need to understand, not all fans can just jump online at noon. We all have different schedules. And doing something midday during the week screws over a lot of people. Now, if I want one, I have to go to eBay and pay double or triple. Absolute nonsense.
Oh, we have to make a shirt that just says, I was in a meeting. In the NECA font.
Like, oh, you mean business hours? That time? You think that's unfair?
NECA needs to learn. I was in a meeting. Be a
that
man.
That happens to us all the time. And do make it an while you're up. In the meeting. Yeah. Like the
go take a shit and
go
buy a toy.
Be an adult.
Pee next to a famous person and then buy it.
Skip your meeting like a normal human being.
Yes.
Priorities.
How do you guys have fun? Guys, COVID? Oh, I think I got COVID. I better skip this meeting.
Have
you even thought
take
about it?
Take a nap under your desk and buy a fucking toy.
That was like close to like a Tim Robinson. Like, they can't do that.
Yeah.
They can't put up an Alex Murphy during a meeting. You just can't.
You can't release Alex Murphy during a meeting.
Is that his name? All right. Jake, do we have another one?
I got one more, and this one's from Hasbro. Did you see the this one I had saved. It's a little bit of an older one, but I wanted to save it. They put up a post of a bunch of shirts with the sayings on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the mint on card and
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
This is from that post.
Let me see.
Shout out to Ryan Ting. I think he came up with those, didn't he? They're great.
I think so. I wanted to show them off so people have the context, but I couldn't find them real quick. So, okay. So this is the here we go. The Hasbro Pulse. It's called Collector Quips. It's a whole line of shirts that they have. I'll show you guys real quick what we're talking about. So, you know, and then we'll get to the side comments. So like, this is one of them. Mint on card. Mm. What are some of the other ones? It doesn't matter. Anyways, all right.
You got the website up. Why are you asking me?
I'm upset there's not a mint with card.
Well,
yeah.
All right. That's gonna be the Comic Con exclusive show.
Yeah, mint with card.
I love that.
They should have one that says let's get to the sad comment, then we'll make fun of the t-shirts. All right, here we go. Sad comments on the t-shirts coming at you. Jacob Walsh, WYA shows right now. Whoop. Here you go.
Marvel Legends fans aren't worth joking with. The most petulant, volatile, emotionally immature clowns that collect toys. Hasbro, please don't try to pacify these clowns. They're not worth it. Have you seen the vitriol of the so-called fandom on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram? It's a cesspool, and it's disgusting. This isn't an exaggeration or conjecture. It's facts.
And then there's a reply. There's a reply.
Yeah, there's a reply. There's okay. A reply.
Go outside or something.
This person's like becoming a supervillain. Like, I need to clean up the comments.
Yeah, The voice was turning into Saw Gerrera at one point. Like, it was...
Yeah, that guy's going to lead the resistance against Marvel Legends collectors.
You come here.
You say they're clowns. I mean, he made it
to classify them.
Yeah, he used some big words too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was pretty cool. Yeah, I looked. The other,
I liked that one.
The other ones are here, real quick. I like the. Okay, here's the problem. Let me give you my little spiel, and then we'll get the F out of here. So, wrong costume, one per case. Mint on card. I think they think these are these. Yeah, it is funny. The problem is when it's the company, it's never as cool.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if Hasbro tried to do like their own version of Sad Comments, it wouldn't work.
You're right. Yeah.
There was one comment on that thread that just said one per case isn't as cute as you think it is.
There's real scars there.
You know what though? I will give the team this. If I could listen to Dan Yun read Sad Comments, yeah. I think it would be amazing.
Yeah. That's entertainment.
Yeah. That's entertainment. Well, I would pay for it.
Yeah, one per case is not as cute as you think it is. That's very funny to me. Because people are like, well, they shouldn't be making fun of their customers. All right. Well, that was fun.
Cool. I want to make one quick thing for tomorrow's Gotham City Tonight.
Okay.
It is just me, but we're going to talk about Todd McFarlane today did a live video where he addressed a bunch of toy stuff.
Oh.
It's like an hour long. He just goes through it and talks about, this is why we did this. This is why we're doing this. And this is what we're going to do. And that's what I'm going to talk about tomorrow.
Let's see that, which is the total opposite of what other companies do, which is like, can't reveal anything. Everything's
a
secret.
He talks about that a little bit too. And he kind of talks about how it's like, this is where we started and we didn't have all the rights to everything. And now we do. So guess what? I'm making everything because I'm he even talks about his prices and why they're so low, which I also found very interesting. Cause he said, I don't need to make any more money. I have lots of money. That's what that was his statement. I was like, damn dude, that's shit. All right.
There you go. Jay, before you leave, anything you need to plug? Anything coming up on Geek Dad Life we should be looking
up? Sure. I just don't know what. So head over to Geek Dad Life. There's stuff there.
There you go.
Lots of fun over there.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Everybody, stay tuned for more from us here at Toy Anxiety. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell notification so you are the first to know when we go live or have a new video.
I don't want to be last.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you don't want to show up here an hour in and go, did they talk about the superpower stuff yet? I love that in the chat. Someone's always late. Like, did they even bring up NECA yet? You got to go back. Got to watch.
Yeah, you don't want to be the last one to get Yak Face either. I want to point that out.
Woo! Oh, speaking of, I think this thing I was working on earlier finally is ready. Hold on.
It's the race for Yak Face, live from Star Wars Celebration. It's the race
for
Yak Face.
Shut
up. I like that.
it's a race for Yak Face. It's going to be great. All right, guys. This was a lot of fun. For Abigail Gardner, Jacob Walsh, Brian Dole, and our good friend Geek Dad Jay, have a great day. We'll see
go
you
watch Godzilla
time.
Tomorrow.
Have a great night. Yes.
Yeah,
go watch Godzilla tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Go see Godzilla.
Yeah. Oh, it's so beautiful, Dole.
It's got a night. Now, real quick, as I put the music on, Jay.
Fun begins.
Does this make you want to get an on-card cyborg?
Wait, Jay's got balloon.
Not
balloon.
At all.
This is
where the fun begins. Not at all. I'll leave it for Dole.
That was funny from Wesley. Oh, look at these fun effects.
I guess he's
got
fireworks.
Wait, how come?
It's like Disney
on.
Over there.
Fun begins. Geek Disney life.
Who's the big guy with the mom?
How come mine doesn't do
it? I want something cool like that.
Hey, I just
gotta pay more.
Well, this is just cool as good happen. As a cyborg. This is Logan. Thank you, Jason Gronowski. Bye.
Thanks, Matt Bush.